Your morning team show, WSGW and you, online and on air. This Thursday edition with Charlie, Dave, Pat, and you. And with Joy Botano, voice of Saginaw Spirit Hockey, in studio for our weekly conversation of all things Saginaw Spirit. Spirit and the rest of the OHL now looking to the playoff push for positioning. Is won't be long before the regular season transitions into the playoffs, but Joey Botano, we still have work to do. Good morning, and welcome to the studios, of course.
Thanks.
Whoops, hang on one second.
There we go. Let's try that.
Okay.
Thanks, Charlie. Good to be here.
Since we last talked, Spirit had a couple of games, Sarnia and Erie. A couple of observations, you tell me. These are teams, and I think you said this too on air maybe, no disrespect to either, but they're the teams that the Spirit are supposed to beat.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. Even though the Erie game on Saturday, you know, 3-0 lead, got 3-2 in the second. Earlier this season, I'm not sure if the Spirit would have held on to, maybe they held on to win a game, but they pulled away in the third.
Mm-hmm.
And just this team seems to have a different mindset. I don't know when it started, but now they're starting to play hockey where they still are, you know, they're not stopping. They're skating, they're... You know what I'm talking about.
They seem to be in full control of the game at any given point. I mean, even though you're right, it was 3-2. I don't know, maybe it's me, maybe it's just the way I felt, but I think most people in the building figured that we were going to win that game, even though it was 3-2, and you know, they hadn't really let the lead slip away, but they certainly let momentum slip away a little bit there in the second period. But it's just, this team has found a different gear here in the second half of the season. Where, again, in those situations, you always feel like this team is capable of climbing out of any hole they might be in, and because of their talent, rarely is it a deep hole. We saw it a couple weeks ago when we played Kingston, you know, down 4-0 going into the third period and came back and won that game 5-4. You never count this team out of it. They're always in it. They believe they can win on any given night against any given opponent. And I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night's game against London, head-to-head matchup. London's won 9 in a row. Last team to beat them, Saginaw, 6-5 in Saginaw. So this is going to be a great game. Is there a little bit maybe disrespect factor? You know, you looked at the CHL top 10 rankings that come out weekly. You know, Saginaw, even though they're third in the OHL in standings, they haven't been there the last 2 weeks or even an honorable mention. Something to prove here, for sure. Something to prove in a head-to-head matchup here in the regular season, should have a playoff feel to it tomorrow night in London.
Especially as you always talk about, you know, London is a whole different animal when you get that many people inside the arena. You know, that's their focus, you know, for in London. That's, you know, their Ontario Hockey League team. If you look at the standings, Spirit in first place in the division. Now opening up a 5-point lead. Now, the Sioux, Windsor still has, I think, 3 games in hand. But still... You know, even 3 games in hand, even if they won all 3 of those and we didn't play another game until they played 3, we'd still only be trailing by a point. I mean, we've got a little, we want to open up more.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, suddenly you can see, hey, we have the opportunity to push Windsor to do even more than they might have been thinking they had to do.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe at least one of those games in hand is a head-to-head matchup against Windsor. So, I don't think at this point of the season you worry too much about what the other team's doing, especially when you're the team that's in the division lead. I think, you know, it's these type of games on Friday that are most important at this point of the year, in my opinion. When you talk about flexing your muscle, you know, before the playoffs start, these are the games that teams remember come playoff time. When, if Saginaw goes into London and puts a wide spread on them, that's the game that people are going to remember should Saginaw and London play in the first round. You know, they're not going to remember what happened in October. You know, so it's this is a big game. This to me, you know, again, any added pressure, this isn't me trying to put pressure on the squad. It is what it is. This is a very important head-to-head matchup. These are two teams that could easily be the final two teams remaining in the Western Conference this year, you know, battling it out to go to the OHL Championship. And it's big. It's big to get that mental edge on your opponent, you know, should you have to meet down the road. And I think this is one of those opportunities where, you know, in their building, Saginaw can put together their best game of the season. And I truly believe, from what I've seen so far, that when Saginaw puts their best foot forward and plays their best game, I don't think there's a team in the league, Ottawa included, that can compete with this team.
And then after having to be on the road for that big game in London, they got a home date on Saturday against Guelph.
Yeah, and you know what? This is a game where, you know, again, much like Sarnia last week, and you know, you don't want to start to overlook these games against, you know, again, no disrespect, but a lesser opponent at this time of the year. Guelph was a little bit, they made an interesting decision at the trade deadline. They didn't add and they didn't trade off, so they kind of stayed the same. And that really cost them. I mean, they lost 9 straight games after the trade deadline. So there wasn't really a direction there, and they've kind of stumbled a little bit. They're coming off a loss to Erie last night. You know, this is a team that's basically trying to keep their playoff alive. So we don't want to discredit, you know, how hungry London is tomorrow night and think that Guelph's going to be any less hungry on Saturday night. It's a big game, and then, you know, for us, there's a... obviously, a big component to this night is the talk today, hope for tomorrow, mental health awareness night. You know, obviously, we had an unfortunate situation happen here a few years ago with Terry Trafford, and, you know, I wasn't here, I wasn't a part of it, but even from where I was at the time in Texas, you know, you certainly sympathize with everyone who had to go through that situation here in Saginaw with Terry and his family and everyone here. Staff, players, it was a tough situation. But what we've done is we try to make something good out of it here over the years. And I think the mental health awareness night that started here in Saginaw, now the entire Canadian Hockey League, all 60 teams are doing a mental health awareness night of some sort. So I think just getting the awareness out there and giving a platform for the message is huge. And we're going to do that once again on Saturday night.
And before we have a chance to chat again next Thursday, there is a game that shows up next Wednesday. We've got to go on the road up to the Sioux, so we've got a 3 games between now and next Thursday.
Yeah, and that's never easy this time of the year. You know, you get into those January, February one-off weekday games in the Sioux. 9 times out of 10, it's a pain in the neck to get up there. It's a pain in the neck to get out of there. Because you're dealing with the weather and all that. And, you know, we've always played close games against the Sioux over the last few years, so there's the potential for overtime or a shootout, so you're not getting out of there till late. It's always one of those nights, you know, usually. And it's a more difficult game on the schedule than it appears every year, regardless of whether the Sioux is near the top or, you know, this year where they're near the bottom of the standings. It's never an easy game. So again, I think the biggest game of the weekend, no question, is tomorrow night in London. And then, you know, obviously we're hoping for a big crowd once again. Last week against Erie, we had a great crowd. You know, 5,200, they were into it. You know, it didn't hurt, I think, that there was some physicality in that game against Erie.
That's true. Got a little physical at times.
I think our crowd, you know, our fans have done a lot of changing over the years. The game has done a lot of changing over the years. But I think every once in a while, when that, you know, 1977 Saginaw gear style comes out, our fans react pretty well to it. So that was fun. It's fun. The building was electric that night, and hopefully it has that same feel once again on Saturday. And really, the goal, Charlie, we want that feel all the way through the end of the season into the playoffs. You know, if our players can feel that, they feed off that. You know, some of the guys, Bodie Wild in particular, in a conversation I had last summer with him, he made sure, he went out of his way. Like, he really wanted to make sure that the fans knew how much he individually and the team appreciated them coming out second half of the season into the playoffs and how much they meant to their success on the ice. Because honestly, I mean, when that place is rocking and there's that many people in there, it is a difference maker for sure.
Well, Bodie Wild responsible for, I'm going to say, when he scored that goal in the playoffs, the loudest I've ever heard the Dowie Event Center rock. That was amazing. And what was really cool, going back to last Saturday too, you know, you had 5,000 fans. A few may have left early, as fans will do, you know, especially when the game was, but a lot stuck around as the Spirit players were circling the ice. And when the announcement came that the Spirit were in first place,
yeah,
there was another big eruption from the crowd as it was after the game. The players are just skating around. So I thought that was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, you know what? That was one thing that stood out. You mentioned the goal by Bodie Wild. That was game two of the Western Conference Final, and Saginaw actually ended up winning that game in overtime. And as you know, playoff overtimes can go well into the night at times, right? So sometimes, and you see it even at the NHL level, sometimes people do leave when there's playoff overtime because, you know, they don't know how long it's going to go. I remember when McLeod scored that overtime goal, looking around and literally no one had left. I mean, that was the crowd that was there all game long, and it was really cool. And I think Saginaw, unlike some markets, you know, that you see 5 minutes to go in the third period and half the crowd is left. That's not us here. That's not us. They stay. They make sure that they congratulate the players at the end of the game, regardless of the result, win or lose. We've had lopsided games here in Saginaw where the opponent is well in hand and everyone stays. You know, and I think that's something that's unique to our market, and it says a lot about our fan base and how much they respect the players on the ice.
Never leave a game early. I always say never turn a radio off early either, because you never know.
That's right.
It's going to happen. All right, Joe, let's get them in London tomorrow. We've got a 7:15 broadcast, and the broadcast time against Guelph on Saturday is 6:50, same next Wednesday. Of course, Saturday's game at home, so let's get your seats into the Dow Event Center. SaginawSpirit.com for all things Saginaw Spirit. Let's get some victories, Joey. Thanks for coming
in. Charlie. Thanks for having me.